News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
VHI have announced an average price increase of 3% from the 1st of October 2025. They say this increase follows as the cost of delivering healthcare is continuing to rise. Joining me to talk about this, Dermot Good of Health Insurance Ireland. Dermot, good morning.
Good morning, Pat.
Now, as sure as night follows day, when one insurer jacks up the price, so too does the other.
That's exactly it, Pat. That's exactly what's happened here. So Laya Healthcare announced a 4.5% average increase last week, and they were followed by Irish Life Health, who basically introduced or will be introducing 3% average. And not surprisingly now, VHI have followed them with their 3% average as well. And I think what's happening is here is the insurance companies, if you look back for the last 2 years, they've all been introducing two increases, usually around March, April, and then October. And they're basically, that trend is being mirrored again in 2025, unfortunately for all consumers. And it's also coming into effect on the 1st of October, just before the peak renewal period, when 1.25 million people will be due to renew. And there's two things that people are going to miss here now, Pat. Number one, they're going to focus on the average. Like I've done an analysis of a lot of the layer plans. And while the average is 4.5%, and some will be less than that, but the upper end is 10%, 12% on a couple of plans. So people need to nearly ignore the average and look to see exactly what the impact is on their personal plan. But the second thing that's catching everybody out is they are forgetting about the increases already announced earlier in the year. So when you combine both increases, the cumulative impact from October onwards, depending on your plan, for some people it could be 15, 20, 25%. So these are huge increases that are coming their way. And as if that wasn't enough, you know, like in terms of a perfect storm here, we have plans being retired. Now, that's probably a good thing because these are really old schemes, but those members are going to have to shop around and find, you know, replacement or alternative cover. And there are benefits being changed as well. And there's loads of new plans coming on stream. So everything that could happen, and much of it is negative, is going to be facing all consumers of private health insurance as we approach October.
The question is affordability. At what point do we have a law of diminishing returns that people are opting out of health insurance depending on the public system, and therefore with fewer members, prices again go up?
And I think, Pat, we're getting very close to that now. So the market is currently at 2.52 million members, but the rate of growth has slowed right down. And I think we're getting very close to that point now where the market will peak. And we could very well see some contraction in the market. And what we all know is the people who are first to reduce their cover or exit the market are the young, healthy people who don't claim. And we need them to stay in. Now, the insurance companies are very aware of this as well. So what I see them all doing now, they're all launching or are planning to launch a whole range of new, more affordable schemes. I see Irish Life Health launched a range of what they call health action plans on the 1st of August. I see VHI have launched three new schemes in the last 2 months, and as have Laya Healthcare. So they know that if they don't put plans into the market that are going to give people close to the cover that they need, but at an affordable price, those people are going to either shop around or reduce their cover. And I would say, Pat, amidst all this negativity, there is a little bit of good news for families there, because from the 1st of September, Laya Healthcare, even though they're going up, they will be introducing a free cover offer. So you pay for your eldest child under 18, but all other children under 18 will be free on the Essential Connect Health Scheme. So any family with two or more children under 18, they have to look at that deal,
yeah,
because that could save them money.
It's a clever thing because, you know, by and large, children are healthy. There are, of course, children who get sick, children who need hospitalization for injury and so on. But it's a relatively tiny proportion of the total number of children out there. Children are by and large healthy. So it's an attractive thing for every family to have, and yet one hopes they'll never need it.
Exactly. And look, you know, a question we get asked all the time is even about insuring young children. And, you know, for young children, it's not about accommodation. It's really about access. And unfortunately, Pat, I think about 8% of all people on waiting lists are children. Children wait for tonsillectomies and routine surgeries. And a lot of people have the private health insurance so they can skip that public queue and get their child treated privately. Now, whether we like it or not, that is the current system. But the big issue for people who are considering may be insuring or not insuring their children is that if you add your child on, you know, maybe when they're 10 or 11 or 12, they're playing sports, if they have any existing medical conditions, they won't be covered for 5 years. So I would encourage anybody, any families, you should be looking to split your cover. You do not need to have the children on the same level of cover as the adults. A much lower plan will suffice. And the new entrant, by the way, Level Health, they give free cover for all children under the age of 3. And they also will have a 50% discounted deal as well from the 1st of September. Mm-hmm. The problem is, amidst all of these price increases and so forth, Pat, what people are going to do is they're going to get so confused, they won't phone the insurance companies, and they're going to miss these deals. And, you know, I think this is a wake-up call to everybody now. It doesn't matter what plan you have or who you're insured with. You can never anymore just let your cover roll over without just asking a simple question. And all that question is of your existing insurance company is, do you have something similar that's less expensive? I mean, to give a very simple example, Pat, the Advanced Care Extra day-to-day scheme with VHI is the old Plan B options. It's €3,760. But 7 months ago, VHI brought out a nearly a like-for-like plan called Advanced Care Extra Day-to-Day Select. Just add on the word select, but the new one they brought out is €3,234. So if somebody wants to stay with VHI and they want similar cover, they, two adults, a retired couple, could save €1,000 by picking up the phone and just asking that simple question. But the biggest mistake, and a lot of people are going to make this mistake, they're going to let their cover roll over. And here's what's going to happen to some of them, Pat, unfortunately. They're going to think by rolling over and paying an extra 15, 20%, they're going to think they have identical cover to what they had last year. But in many cases, they may not, because benefits have changed as well. So you really should, even if you have no intention of shopping around, you should phone your existing insurer and simply ask them, have you changed my benefits in any way whatsoever before you roll over? And I would call out now to anybody listening who has elderly parents or, you know, elderly relatives, they're the ones on the plans that cost ridiculous money, like €3,700, €4,000. They need your help. You need to be with them when they're phoning the insurance
company.
Do
the insurance companies not have an obligation to tell you that your cover has changed? Surely they should.
But here's the thing, Pat. In fairness, they do. And it could be clearly outlined in the documentation. But we all know that documentation can be quite torturous to go through. And what a lot of people do is they just look at the price. Has the premium changed? And that's the figure they look at. And a lot of people now need to brace themselves, because it's not going to be nice, that figure, when they open that renewal notice. And really, for me, the question to consumers is, what are you going to do about this? And as I say, that one phone call to your existing insurance company. And people will often say there's too many plans, there's 340 schemes, it's too confusing. Let the insurance companies worry about that. If I phone my insurance company and I ask them, do they have something similar? And don't, by the way, don't be afraid to disclose your budget, because that cuts out all the nonsense and upselling.
Yeah.
And they have to focus on that figure and get them to trawl through all their 100 plans to come up with the plan that meets your requirements. And then if they do offer you an alternative, you keep them on the phone and get them to explain to you exactly how that plan compares. And there are people now who are now doing that. They listen to programs like yours, Pat. They're now doing this. They're telling us, and they are shocked to find that, you know, they should have done this 4 or 5 years ago, because they've got similar cover with a huge reduction. And especially people on the same plan for 5 years or more, or people paying over €2,500, they're the people more likely to make the big savings. But this is a wake-up call, I think, now to everybody that, look, rates are going to increase quite substantially. And it's really now for consumers to basically start shopping around to get that better value. And by the way, Pat, one statistic, 50% of people who shop around will get a better deal from the same insurance company. So you don't necessarily even have to switch. But even if you do, believe it or not, the legislation in Ireland, it's one thing we did get right. It is very protective. There will be no break in your cover whatsoever. You get full credit for your previous membership with all the other insurance companies you've been with.
Dermot Good of Health Insurance Ireland. Dermot, thank you very much for joining us.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR
on News Talk.